In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Well, children, we are now in the octave of Our Lady's Immaculate Conception, and the Mass today is that of the Immaculate Conception as last Sunday. But in today's Mass, we commemorate one of the saints of the Church of God, and that of Saint Pope Melchiades. And when he was Pope, Church was really living a changing times. Just before he ascended to the papal throne, the terrible and fierce persecutions had ended. In those persecutions, many brave martyrs were put to death because they refused to give sacrifice to false gods and instead always wanted to practice the true religion and give sacrifice to true God. Saint Melchiades had to see his predecessor, Saint Eusebius, die in the persecution. But shortly afterwards, when he himself was elected as Pope, there came peace to the Roman Empire, the peace which was brought by the new emperor named Constantine. This Constantine gave such a great liberties and privileges to the Church that we know him as Constantine the Great. And his mother is one of the saints of the Church, Saint Helena. When the persecution ended, there was some confusion in the empire. How should we arrange now the practice of true religion? They certainly had many Christians now, very eager and burning in their zeal for God, but there were also still many pagans who stubbornly stuck to their false religion and those of pagan gods. So Saint Emperor Constantine rather started his rule in a careful manner. He didn't want to arouse a civil war in the empire by making two religions fight against each other again. First thing what he did was to pass laws which were favorable to the priests and bishops of the Holy Church. He exempted the clergy from any burden of civil offices and thus made them free to practice their priestly occupations without being in the danger that they should take an oath or sacrifice to false gods. Also, Emperor Constantine obliged now all the soldiers of the empire to repeat on Sundays a prayer which was addressed to the only one true God. In this manner, he recognized that now it was the true living God of the Christians who was the true commander of all the armies, and that from now on the Roman Empire would not persecute Christians anymore. Emperor Constantine also abolished many pagan festivals and mysteries which were famous of them being very bad and filled with very immoral practices. And after giving Church her liberty, Constantine the Great started to build churches for this newly recognized holy religion. He built many great churches and graciously donated them as a property of Church. And it was this time of a great liberty or new liberty of the Church when Pope Saint Melchiades ruled. This good Pope, of course, rejoiced very much at this new prosperity which the state gave to the house of God, and also by his own zealous labors, the Pope really made the Church of God flourish in the Roman Empire. Now, when it had full liberty to function, she could truly start a missionary work among the Roman people, many of them who were still pagans. And the growth of the Church, of the Catholic Church, was truly rapid. It didn't take much time when paganism was driven away from all the great cities, and only a couple of centuries more when it had disappeared altogether. Saint Augustine, the great doctor and, and father of the Church, speaks highly with praise about today's saint, Pope Saint Melchiades. Saint Augustine speaks and praises the moderation which the Pope used. Yes, the Pope didn't get the new gained wealth to go into his head, but he realized that these new great riches which the Church had been blessed were truly a gift from God, and that now, in the times of peace, the Church has to really start to do mission to spread her roots all around the Roman Empire. Saint Augustine calls this holy Pope an excellent man, a true son of peace, and a true father of all Christians. Saint Melchiades died in the year 314. He had ruled the Church for 2 years, and even though he most likely didn't die in persecutions, he had suffered terribly during the persecution, where he lost his health and his free ability to live his life, and he suffered so greatly that the Church therefore honors him as a true martyr and as a true sacrificer for the true faith and to the Church of God. This Pope got to see the triumph of our Lord's cross and being victorious in a different manner than the martyrs. While the martyrs had given testimony about their faith in dying for the cross of Jesus, now Pope Saint Melchiades got to see the cross of Christ triumphed during peace, starting instead of protecting the faithful to conquer all the nations. And all the later expeditions and the quests of conquer for the Church, all of them were made possible by Emperor Constantine the Great, the first emperor who truly recognized that the Catholic Church is the one true religion which represents God on earth. And because the Church represents God, the emperor wanted to give many gifts to that Church and to shower her with great riches and places of worship. Dear children, even though the times of martyrdom and the times of persecution were ended, and the churchmen like Saint Pope Melchiades knew that even during this new liberty, they had to always remember that it is the gospel which the Christians have to follow and not the crowds. Even though there were now many, many other Christians, these churchmen of peace knew that they had to be just as staunch and zealous for their faith as the martyrs were. Now the time of prosperity had arrived, but they wanted to make good care that the Christians would not lose their zeal. It is paradoxically oftentimes easier to be a zealous Christian in poverty than in riches. When you have riches and money and a big and the own house to live, it's easy to get drafted inside your property and start to forget God. That's why we have the saints of God always reminding us that whatever we own in this life, everything is a gift from God. If you have your own house, if you have wealth and property, if you have love of, if you have property and riches even, remember always that everything that is gift from God. God has in his mercy given those riches and your family to you, and you have to always give him proper thanks, because it's true that as he has given those things you as a gift, he could just as well take them away if he wishes. That's why every single day give God thanksgiving for all the things you have, home and family, and most importantly, the true religion. If you do this, you can have the true and as eager zeal for the faith of God as the martyrs had, and the saints, as today's saint, Saint Melchiades, are always ready to enlighten your zeal or give it even more fiery flame for your faith. Imitation of saints means to imitate Christ, and when you dedicate your life to the servitude of God and dedicate yourself to his most faithful servant, our Blessed Lady, you too follow the footsteps of the saints, and you too follow the footsteps of the holy martyrs who were ready even to die for their faith. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.